I don't even know. Yeah. Oh, here we go. All right. Glenn.
Welcome in, everyone. Yes, sir. Another live edition, 410 Sports Talk, as the Ravens absolutely demolish the Dolphins. What's going on, Jimbo?
Dude, hold on a second, Glenn. I got to say bye to all the Dolphins fans.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye. My two-year-old son would say adios. Bye. Dude,
hey,
what a game. I yeah. Sorry, Glenn. I got to say this real quick, though. No joke, though. There was a ton of Dolphins fans here. A ton.
Yeah.
They showed out. But let me tell you what. Third quarter, not a one.
That's
the whole section. More teal in here. Hey, I got a couple good jokes for you. Ready?
I'm here.
We beat them so bad. It's almost like they lost on porpoise.
Hey!
they were floundering back there. Those Dolphins were floundering, baby. Oh, what a get. You like it? The dad jokes? Hey, I got a couple crackups back here. They like it. They like it.
There you go. And look, hey, Lamar Jackson, I think this was another example of two potential MVPs facing off. And it went even better than last week, because Lamar Jackson went absolutely insane, Jimbo. I mean, 18 of 21, 321 yards, 5 touchdowns, no turnovers, a perfect rating again, Jimbo. I mean, what more can we ask for Lamar? He said, you want numbers? I'll give you numbers.
That's right. MVP. MVP. That's what I say. People are looking at me like I'm a crazy person right now. I don't even care. Yeah, dude, it was so awesome. And it was so cool to see him get the love from everybody in the stadium and the flowers that he absolutely deserves. Shout out to Lamar Jackson for balling out, dude. I mean, yeah, like you said, any way you want it, he can give it to you. How do you want it? Right?
That's right. I mean, from the pocket, I don't know if you saw, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw, he broke the record for the most consecutive 800-yard seasons, rushing yard seasons for a quarterback in NFL history.
Unreal. Unreal. All
doesn't
along
even
the
try.
Way. No.
He doesn't effortless. Even try.
Effortless. Effortless. Like, and you know who else didn't have to try? Shout out to Shumal Malik, because he's right. He said, got to give it up to the people's champ, Glenn. Predicted offensive and defensive breakout players perfectly. Great team win. Let's bleep and go. Lamar is MVP. Hey. The haters can suck it, including Sherm and Uncle Shannon. That's right. Let him go, Shumal.
That's right. Hey, Gus had himself a little game, too. I just got to say, Gus had himself a little game.
He did. You know 16 carries, 68 yards, had the tutty, averaged over 4 a carry.
Had a
no doubt
game.
About it. I think, did I say likely? Was that my guy?
Yes, dude. And yes, what a great pick, dude.
How about that catch on 4th and 7? Left hand is all he needed. Dude. The right hand was never introduced to the football the entire play. I loved it.
Yeah. Hold on, Glenn. I got to do this real quick. I'm going to do this.
Uh-oh. Well, look, if Jimmy's chasing you, I feel bad for you because you ain't getting away.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Are we dancing? Let's go.
Yeah, let him go.
Baby, yeah.
Let him go.
Hey. Yeah. Sorry, I had to do that.
Yes, sir. Celebrating. I love to see it. Dude, on the streets of Baltimore, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, Glenn, I've never seen this. Yeah, I've never seen this. The Chiefs game was one thing.
Yeah,
the
man.
Line was past the statues.
Mm.
Wild. It was absolutely insane. This game was an absolute experience. Oh, I forgot what I was just. Oh, likely your guy.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Dude, balled out, man. Imagine what happens when him and Andrews both come back. I mean, dude, Andrews comes back and they're both of them.
I just hope we don't see a disappearance of Isaiah, because this dude is an absolute weapon out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely. Dude, he didn't even touch the ball. Like you said, he didn't even touch the ball with his right hand.
No. All he needed was one. Just the left. Just
my
the left.
Gosh.
And look, there's a lot of flowers to go around, but some flowers deserve to go to Zay as well. Three
dude.
Catches, 106 yards, gets the touchdown. They forget about the guy on the 75-yarder. I mean, he caught all 3 targets, goes over 100. This rookie is sensational, Jimbo.
Oh, my gosh. And he also broke a record, too, didn't he, today?
I think rookie receiving record for the Ravens, if I
remember
correctly.
Whether it was the yearly total or if it was the longest. I can't remember if it was the longest reception for a rookie for a touchdown. Whatever. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Zay plays with so much joy and so much poise and so much confidence and humility all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, Glenn, it might be hard for me to say that as a, like, I've seen a guy, and you might be able to come up with some names really quickly, but if you think of a guy that's an outside guy, because Zay's an outside guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's an everything guy, but yeah.
Yeah. With wiggle like that.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, he's already on a short list of guys. I mean,
Tyreek Hill certainly has some wiggle. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, it's a short list.
And I would even argue that Tyreek's got the top end and he can move left and right. But dude, Zay is just so shifty in a box.
He is, man.
My goodness gracious. And yeah, like you said, took the top off the defense, made the safety look silly. What an awesome game for him. And dude, shout out to our defense for holding it down when I don't know how many guys we went down. I don't know how many, you know, we had three defensive backs go down and we were already light in this game.
Bro, we had three corners and two safeties at one point healthy and Mollett goes down. So we were down to two corners and two safeties. I thought we were going to have to run a bunch of linebackers out there, but thank goodness Mollett comes back in the game.
Yes.
And he doesn't just come back in the game. He makes his presence felt immediately.
Yep.
And stepping up, playing the run. That dude is physical. He's been a huge pickup. And, man, I'm just hopeful that we get some of these guys back because people forget. Kyle Hamilton was not in this game. He's an all-world safety. Marlon Humphrey was knocked out of this game. He's an all-pro cornerback. I mean – we were severe. And then Brandon Stevens has been an monster. He didn't play. And we still shut down this offense to really one good player. Devon Achan had a monster game. But that was it.
No, you're absolutely right. And it seems to be a theme for Mike McDonald that he'll give something to the offense.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is it seems to me that he is the one that's dictating a lot of that.
Absolutely.
You know, and so yeah, Achan had a game, but they had 19
points. Didn't matter. CMC last week. It did not matter that running back had a big game. It just it ultimately doesn't. It's all about the QB in today's NFL, like it or not. Tom Votto says, "What a win! You can tell the difference that Kyle Hamilton makes on our defense. Certainly in those screens early on, I'd feel a lot better if he was at the line of scrimmage." And then he says, and boys, even when Andrews comes back, we need to find a place for a likely on this offense. Let's bleep and go, boys. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, we just talked about it. He's got to be a feature point. He is an absolute matchup nightmare. They lost him. I don't know how
We're straight.
But he could have caught that cut touchdown that Kohler caught. He could have caught that one. I mean, he was right there.
For sure. I mean, and shout out to Charlie Kohler. I don't know if he's taking Mark Andrews' spot. A little stab at old Kadri Ismail there. But, look, Likely is balling out, and we absolutely need a spot for him. Just like you said, Glenn, and just like you said, Tom. Holy crap.
Shout out to our guy DK. And really, I mean, all of us have kind of taken turns predicting a Rashad Bateman breakout game. And, look, I think he should have caught that ball in the beginning. I do believe it drug the ground. I know you think it was a catch, but other than that, I mean, he was big for us today. He got a lot of first downs, made some big catches, continued to show that separation that you know, is putting him out in front of really every wide receiver in the league. But I'm happy for the guy. I hope his targets continue to increase because he was huge for us today, Jimbo.
Huge. I mean, you're absolutely right. It was not only crucial, you know, nice catches, nice routes, but crucial moments of the game where, let's be honest, there weren't a ton of them, but there were enough of them to where it was – those big plays for us to, it was needed. Like he was called upon and came to play, man.
Yeah.
How awesome was it that Todd Monken just came out of the booth and was like, hey, don't get yourself a ticket though.
There you go. Help him out.
My brother's just getting ready to pee in public, not realizing there's like a ton of calls. He's going, should I put him on the camera? No, I'm kidding.
It's a family atmosphere here, you know.
We would get demonetized.
That's right. Really quick. Let's see what Manny has to say. He says, best team in the NFL. Lamar period. MVP is a lock. Best part of the game, to me, was the strength of our depth. Our best guys can beat anyone, but so can our twos and threes. Five touchdowns gets us to 24. Over the 23.5. And it hit. And it was at you, Manny, because I was telling my brother. I said, man, somebody predicted he's going to get four touchdowns and fall a half a touchdown short for his season total because he's going to get benched in the final game. He said, no problem. Here's number five. And I thought it was fitting that we see Pat Ricard continue to show off the unicorn athlete that he is. We got a lot of them.
Yep.
One-handed touchdown catch. People forget That's a 310 pounder, Jimbo.
Yeah, ridiculous. How awesome was that catch from Patrick Ricard? Man, it was so funny. We're sitting there guessing because you saw OBJ out on the right side and you saw Bateman along with, I've forgotten likely. At this point, who, yeah, likely on the other side. And we were, my brother and I were debating who's this going to, OBJ or to Bateman. I said OBJ, or he said OBJ, I said Bateman. And we were like, well, we were both wrong. Both very, very wrong. Instead, it's a one-handed catch with a little touch on it from the quarterback and a one-handed catch from the one, the only Patrick Ricard of all sources. Comes from Patrick Ricard, dude.
Crazy, dude. Let's see. Sean, shout out to our guy, Sean. He says, I better never hear Tua and Lamar in the same breath ever again.
Thank you.
Love this effing team. Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty clear difference. And look, what a pick by Roquan. I mean, talk about what – there was one-handed – great catch after great catch in this game. And Roquan just stabs his right hand out there and takes the ball and goes the other way.
Yep.
I'm like him. I love this team, Jimbo. I love our team.
Love our team. I think there's very – I don't know who can beat us right now except ourselves. And I hope that we take the time to get healthy, sit as many guys as we can. Man, I cannot wait to see what we do moving forward. Because, look, this isn't the 19 team. This team doesn't blink. I was telling my brother that Lamar is different now because we talked about it last week and we saw the same thing this week. He's four touchdowns in. He's sitting on the bench like he knew this was going to happen. I mean,
that's right.
Look, he wasn't too hyped. He wasn't too up. Wasn't too down. You know what? Maybe he did learn a thing from one Joey Flack, right? Like, hey. Steady Eddie, man. Takes time.
Doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Look, this team is hitting on all cylinders exactly when you want them to, right when it matters most. I mean, they're hitting that stride. The only thing missing from this offense, Jimbo, we said it for weeks, was connecting on those deep passes.
Yeah.
And now we're hitting on those. I mean, it's like, what can't this team do? They can win any way that's needed. Let's see. Adit says, first time O's and Ravens have the number one seed and won their division. Hope that intensity continues until February. This is a different type of group, man. This is a group that I just don't think about it like this, Jimbo. They had a lead in the final 2 minutes of every game this year. This team could and probably should be undefeated.
Yeah.
Like the debate over who's the best team, it's a gap.
It's over.
It's a gap between us and the rest, Jimbo.
Yeah. What does Stephen A say? There are levels to this, bro.
That's right.
There are levels to this.
There's one team levels, in that top level. One team.
Yeah, alone. Just one. That's it. Yeah. Out there running laps by themselves.
The Eagles lost to the Cardinals at home today, Jimbo.
No way.
They got beat at home, Jimbo. The Niners were in a dogfight early against the Commanders.
I don't know when that ended.
Yeah, so let's see. Ravens O's Nation's 2019 Redemption Tour incoming. Yes. I feel it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But hey, Jimbo, also got to give a little credit to our dude. Everybody was worried, rightfully so. Keaton Mitchell goes down, brutal injury. Nobody wants to see a guy with that level of explosiveness and that level of talent go down at that part in the season. And we were worried, do we have enough of what it takes in the backfield after his injury?
Glenn, I got to correct you, though. We were not worried. The public was worried.
Okay, well, even the biggest Ravens fans may have had a bit of pause losing that level of explosiveness.
Sure.
But Justice friggin' Hill today, 3 carries, 48 yards, and even bigger through the air. 5 catches,
huge.
64, has the touchdown. That early 3rd and 15 where we had a huge play taken away. It could have been a bad momentum. They throw a little dump down to him, and what does this guy do? He gets 15, and he gets the touchdown later on that drive. Jimbo, how good do you feel about Justice Hill right now? Is it crazy?
Good. No, it's not. I mean, it's not crazy. I feel so good about Justice Hill. He had 3, if I'm not mistaken, you correct me if I'm wrong, 3 first down conversions through the air this game.
Yeah, 5 catches for 64 yards and a tutty.
Yeah, and like you said, huge plays and huge moments where he's, in order to make, I think, all of those first downs, he had to get yak. I mean, it wasn't like he just, actually the one wheel route, he did catch it, of course, you know, in the end zone.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that
Bateman
one, but
showed him how to run the pick route that likely couldn't do the play before.
Yeah, and then we were talking about this to walk back. I love how Munkin's like, dude, we going to run this SOB again, dude.
That's
like,
right.
Let's just switch it up a little
bit. Same play. They said, let's just get a guy who knows how to run a pick without making it look like a block.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get big old Isaiah Likely out of the way.
Yes,
get a slender dude up there to do his thing.
Make it look like a route. Just don't make it look like you're blocking.
Right. Likely makes himself as wide as he can. Like he's trying to get a rebound. He pivots into the guy.
Dude, and then look, just not to be outdone, like or overshadowed, he also had a 78-yard return in the game. Like he was deadly in the air, deadly out of the backfield and on the ground. And then as a return guy, he was unbelievable.
Yeah, no, Justice had that was easily far and above the best game of Justice Hill's career. And at the best moment, I mean, obviously this was a high leverage game. It didn't stay high leverage for very long. Yeah. Man, I can't get over, I think the people in the car with me would agree, how hyped the Dolphins fans were coming into here. How hyped
feeling
they
themselves,
were.
Weren't they?
Oh, my gosh. Like, they're where are, I can't see in the chat. Are any of them here?
The heck no. Come on. Oh. I begged them to come back, Jimbo. Where are they at?
They turned off the game.
Yeah, exactly. They turned off the game at halftime, dude. Like, what's the point? They took a nap, caught up on their Z's on a Sunday afternoon, because if not, then what else? What are they doing here other than wasting their time, you know? All right, get in there. Go.
Marcus Gore says,
we almost died. We almost died.
Please don't. Marcus says, I think these last two wins show how much impact having force multipliers on both sides of the ball matters. Having a laundry list of injuries doesn't matter.
Almost only caps and horseshoes and hand grenades.
Sorry.
Hang on now. MVP and Roe lead these guys and everything else falls in line. You're absolutely right. Roquan Smith, his impact, I mean, it's hard to even put into words, hard to measure. And Lamar's is the same way. It's like it's hard to say just how much better they make every part of the – like the offensive line is so benefited by the rush plan that they think – I love how these teams are going, we'll keep them in the pocket. Well, that's what we'll do. We won't rush them. The Niners tried it, and the Dolphins tried it, and it's hilarious. Like, he makes everyone – he makes the running backs better. He makes the – he makes everyone better, and Roquan is the exact same way on the other side of the ball. It's crazy.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it. You couldn't have said it any better. This guy's over here just being loud, trying to get on the show and get some airtime, dude.
You got to let him know, dude. We can hear him very loudly off
camera. Yeah, we can hear you very loudly off camera right now. That's what all 672 people in there are saying right now.
That's right.
Anyway, yes, I agree with you. It's just ridiculous. I told my brother the same thing. Like, it's insane that we went from Ray Lewis to this, like, you know, we had a little bit of, I mean, CJ Mosley was a good football player, but then you go to Roquan Smith. Where it's like, how do you even come close to Ray? And like, if anybody's come as close as far as his play on the field and his leadership in the locker room, has to be Roquan.
He just needs to hit.
No
hard.
Doubt.
He just needs to hit a little harder. Is apparently what he needs to do.
Oh my goodness!
I don't think they'll allow it. That's the thing. They're not going to allow it these days.
Not nowadays. He'll certainly get flagged. But that interception looked a lot like Ray. I think the most underrated point or part of Ray Lewis's game is the fact that he's got 30 plus interceptions in his career. Not a lot of middle linebackers, three down backers can say they had sacked, picks, hard hits. I mean, anything you need, he's bringing it. It's in his bag of tricks.
He's the only one, right? He's the only one with, I think, over 30.
30 and 30.
Yeah, exactly. He's the only one. And like,
and Roquan
knows? Maybe,
has
yeah,
that kind
say.
Of talent.
Maybe he gets there. Maybe
I
he
wouldn't
gets
be it. Shocked. Eli says this team so do, and it feels amazing. And it feels amazing. Finn's had Hill. We have Zay. This D is scary, and we did it without a couple key starters. We are Ravens flock. Yep. Yeah, I mean, credit goes to those guys on the back end. Darby stepping up. Rock Ya-Seem stepping up. When he was buried on the depth chart. I mean, or Mollett stepping up. I mean, all these guys. Geno gets another interception. I mean, can we afford that guy is my next question. I mean,
no,
holy
I mean,
smokes.
Well, and then Madubuike just gets another sack. That's 13. Yeah, he's. I mean, his. You know, you could. Yeah, it's whatever many sacks he ends up with this year times that times 1.8 is probably what's making annually next year. No, I mean, it's just what it's going to be, right? So, they all play. All of our guys. It's crazy to think, just like you said, all our guys really in contract years. Geno, PQ, Madubuike, all these guys are showing. I'm probably missing names, right? Even technically, Owe, he's in the third year of a potentially 5-year deal.
Sack.
This is. Yeah, and this is a contract year in a lot of ways because a lot of times after the third year, they'll give him the contract, whatever.
The options, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, big sack at the end there, way to close. I just got to ask the peanut gallery in the car real quick. Have you guys felt an environment like that at MT Bank Stadium before?
Nah.
It was electric, wasn't it? Dude, it was electric. And we were at that. That Chief Games was a classic.
And the Bengals game.
And the Bengals game, another classic. But, dude, this one, Glenn, this is the most packed I've ever seen it. So
crazy.
Packed. Yeah. He was so freaking bad. And like I said, shout out to the Dolphins fans for coming out while the weather was nice. The sun started going down. Gus started hitting them a little hard. Mm-hmm. They weren't too excited anymore. They started packing it up and going home, which is what you expect for some people from Miami, right? Like, come on.
They weren't ready.
No, they were not ready for AFC North football. Like Harry said, they did not want them hands.
No. Hey, I love what Bailey says. Super quarterbacky out there today. I mean, did he go as quarterbacky as one could look in this
one? How much more quarterbacky could you be? And, you know, by the way, that tweet was deleted.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course. I saw it, though. It didn't get erased. I saw it after.
Do you think she loses her job?
No. I don't think it'll be that bad.
People should be held accountable for their stupidity.
It was pretty goofy, though. But Manny, I should lose credibility. Manny says Bateman is poised for a breakout game. He almost broke one today. He was very solid. Yeah, I mean, we've been waiting for it, but I think you're right. I think there is no doubt. Like, I wouldn't be shocked at all to see a game plan in the playoffs built around him getting the majority of the targets in a game, because it would be more unexpected, you know, as for the opposing defensive coordinator, and he's more than talented and capable of making it happen. I want to see him snatch the ball out of the air a little bit more. I know he's got the hands he's got, but I want to see him confidently take that ball out of the air, like more consistently. I saw a couple, even though he hung on to it, saw a couple, double catches, eventually hung on to it, but of course did have the big drop on the deep ball. But yeah, it's close, man. It's this close to breaking out.
Dude,
go ahead.
Well, yeah, and the other thing, sorry, I know you're on reading duty here, but yeah. I just want to say, dude, that catch from Odell Beckham Jr., like, I was waiting for him to get up and be like, this is why they brought me here.
Yes.
This is why, right? Because, I mean, how many guys in the league can make that catch, drag the feet, have the presence of mind, not lose the ball when you smash into the ground? I mean, goodness.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Jimbo? Yeah, okay, it's not just me. All right. Well, I'll read Jack's super chat here.
I'm back.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, they had Odell up on the screen. He puts his arm around Mark. Mark makes an appearance, says what up. They're dancing together. So, look, one Mark Andrews.
Yeah, man.
Might be making a comeback.
He doesn't look hurt on the sideline. I know he ain't playing football on the sideline, but he certainly doesn't look hurt. Jack says, this is our year. We better get it all with how good this team is. Who we sitting next week? Lamar said he doesn't want to. I think only first half. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the only curse of how good this season has gone, is that John Harbaugh is now tasked with the very tough decision of who to play, how long to play these guys. I mean, it's tough because not only do you not want to risk, you know, potential injury, but you also don't want to risk potential rust. But also, a lot of these guys, I'm sure, are going to be pretty resistant to being sat. I don't know, you know, like how voluntarily Roquan is going to sit down. I mean, it just doesn't seem like his thing. So, yeah, we're going to have to see, man. Any early quick predictions, Jimbo, on how many guys sit on both sides?
Yeah, as many as possible.
All right.
Book it. Book it. That's what's going to happen.
All of them.
Book it. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Okay.
We were talking about, because what would you rather – what's a risk – what's of a higher risk? They're being rust in the game because of sitting, or they're literally that person not being in the game because of injury.
That's a good point. Like, we can shake off rust. Can't shake off an injury that's going to keep you out of the game. So
yeah, I mean, John, if he plays Lamar and Lamar gets hurt, John will be run out of town.
Right, he will.
Like,
he plays anyone of consequence, I think it'll be bad. But certainly Lamar would be the worst. Doomgoy 94 says, don't want to hear about Waddle not playing. We just beat this team with a third string secondary. It's ass spanking season in Baltimore. And he asks again, do the ones play next week? I mean, you can't bench all the ones, obviously.
Right,
it's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game,
But you certainly bench all the guys of consequence. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got to.
Steelers,
dude. It's not like it's a normal. This isn't a team, an NFC team we're playing. We're playing the freaking Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, TJ Watt's gonna go in there throwing haymakers with his eyes closed. So
for sure,
let's take a second, take a beat. I mean, look, and you got to add some guys to that list now because, you know, I guess Marlon is already on that list, but PQ's got to be added to that list now, right? He's got the two stingers today. He's got. I don't know exactly what the diagnosis is that's going on there.
Warrior, absolutely.
Dude, did you see the play where he took the first stinger? I don't know. It's hard to tell what's
shook
on camera
and
what's
off,
not. Bro. Yeah, so, like, he gets up, right? And he's holding his arm, doing one of these. And then they go no huddle. So he's got to go out there. He does one of these. He like feels a little bit, and then he goes like this. And then they hike the ball, and that's it. And he's in the play. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
Dude, I've been so impressed with
you're
him.
Absolutely
he's been
right.
dealing with this for Played through weeks. It all. Like, he's an animal. He's an absolute animal. You got to give this guy credit. Playing with toughness. Same with Roquan. Pretty clear he's not 100% either. Playing through some stuff. I mean, tough as nails, man. Zay, tough. I mean, all these guys, man. We got some tough freaking football players on this team. I'm so glad Tom brought this guy up. Tom Votto says, guys, underrated game by Ben Cleveland. I thought he held up real nicely against the team who is number two in the league in sacks. I'm glad to see him have a solid game. Dude, I mean, look, I think we can just say it. He's not a left guard. He is a right guard only. He was huge today. And honestly, I hate to say it, but Zeitler, in a league where you got to pinch pennies when you're playing your quarterback, I think Ben Cleveland will be the way cheaper, younger option at right guard next year. After that game, I know it's just one game, but I feel good about him being our guard next year.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm excited to get Cole on because he's confirmed that, you know, he's feeling better. We will get him on this week to talk about it. Because there were a few plays, though, where he looked a little lost to me. But overall, the game was good. Yeah. There was a few replays where you can tell he's kind of like, all right, who do I need to get my hands on? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
gotcha.
But it's his first game as a starter, so you give him some grace. You know,
were nowhere near him.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And still, I mean, he's just such a mountain of a man that it's just difficult to get around him, right?
No
if you
doubt.
Can't throw him, then as long as you can't get around him, you're going to give a guy like Lamar, at least a fighting chance. So, yeah, I mean, I hear you, and that's definitely going to be a conversation we'll have this offseason. It seems like the Ravens might have already made their mind up because they haven't extended Zeitler, right?
Yeah. It could have been like kind of wait and see. Yeah. But you know what? Remember, we kept talking about those 7 wins against teams above 500 of 14 or more. Well, make that 8, Jimbo. Somebody in the chat, I'm going to try and let me give him a little credit. DPG brings up the fact that's 4 division leaders we've beaten by 16 or more points each.
That's ridiculous, dude. And then obviously we're AFC North champs as of today. Number one
that's
seed
right.
overall in the AFC, of course. But, you know, we also get the AFC North title again. How many times is that Lamar's 3rd AFC North title or 4th?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to look that
up. We won in 18, right? When Lamar came back, we won 7
and
1.
And won like 7 straight. Yeah. I think we did win the division.
Yeah. And then we won. I think we did 2 and we won it in 19 and then this year.
Yeah.
Shoot. It is good to be a Ravens fan. Let me tell you what, Glenn.
It's fun.
Good to be a Ravens fan. Mike McDonald, dude. Is there any way Mike McDonald is here next year?
No. No chance. I mean, the only way is if the jobs he's offered, he doesn't want. And then he's like holding out for something because no. But I seriously hope we make a go at least matching his pay and trying to entice him in that way. Because, man, that guy is so – I mean, his ability to – it's no doubt when they came out, their speed took an adjustment from us. Like, they are so – it's like in Madden, anybody who played Madden, if you're drafting or running a franchise, all you look for is speed when you're drafting rookies, when you're picking up free agents, because that's the one attribute that you can't really get better in Madden. I swear that's how they run their team. They go, we want every running back on our team has to be top 5 in the league in speed. Every damn wide receiver's got to be top 5 in the league in speed. So it took an adjustment. Achan was hit. I mean, he's fast, man. He's crazy. So. Yeah. But they adjusted. Mike McDonald adjusted, found a way to get it done. Ryan Kelly says, let's bleep and go. Shout out to my boy Arthur Marlette, affectionately known as Artie Mahler. Lamar has ascended. I like that. Artie Mahler.
I like it too.
Fitting. He is a Mahler indeed, but he was big today, just like those other guys in the secondary.
Huge. I mean, somebody mentioned before in the chat, credit to the coaching staff for having the second and third units. Second and third and fourth and fifth guys prepped and ready to go, having the depth in this lineup, building this roster, you know, not only to be top end heavy, but to be deep, right? Not, we are certainly not a team. If Eric DaCosta was playing fantasy football, daily fantasy football, he would not take 2 stars and then bottom of the barrel type guys for every single other person within his salary cap. He knows how to work it, dude. He works every dollar. So shout out to Eric for getting that done. And obviously John and the staff for getting these guys ready. And the players themselves, of course, have to go out there and execute. So yeah, man, it was awesome to see guy in, guy out, and the level of play did not go down. So it's exciting, man. It's just an exciting time, Glenn. I'm so looking forward to some time off for the Ravens, for some for some rest and recuperation, and ready to head into the playoffs. And I'm feeling it, Glenn. First time in how many years? 52 years. I'm feeling a home AFC championship game. What?
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. This win was equivalent to 3 wins, if you really think about it, with the fact that next game is irrelevant and we have the bye, which is like a wild card win. It's a three-win-win, as I like to say. Tone DeVirgo says, MVP, more ridiculous criticism slash disrespect we receive, the more dominant wins we stack. Shannon Sherman, et cetera, just keep on talking. Pittsburgh, your next Happy New Year. Yeah, I mean, this holiday season for Ravens fans has been, I mean, more than anyone could have hoped for. A Christmas night beauty, and then follow that up with a New Year's Eve special. This has been, I mean, the best holiday season for all Ravens fans.
Absolutely. You know what the best of it all? You were talking about the 3 wins. This is kind of a negative 3 loss for the Dolphins, right? Because now do they have no chance at the number 1 overall seed? They also have to turn the Bills win today. So if I'm, unless my math is wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, Glenn, but 1, the Bills already beat them once. 2, because the Bills won today, they now have the same record.
Yeah, next week wins the division for that record. I mean, for that division. Yep.
And I hate to break it to any Dolphins fan that's out there still, you know, being delusional, but the Bills are going to win. You're not even going to win the division. Guys. Yeah, you're exactly. You're an asteroid and you burnt out way too quick. Certainly, the Bills are going to win that division. Like, how funny is all that hype? All that airtime for coach, and we saw some doppelgangers, say people dressed up as Mike McDaniel today.
Yeah, I know it's a popular Halloween costume as well. Yep.
Yeah, and guess what? It's all for naught.
That's right. All for naught. This has been such a fun season. Doomgoy says definitely not a fan of the injuries though. Yeah, there was some concern. Yep. Surrounding, you had the one play where Worley gets rolled up on. They call it a head injury, even though it looked like a leg injury to me. And then the scary moment with Michael Pierce just facing the dirt. It looked like I unconscious is the way I look, but I hope, you know, that it, you know, the injury wasn't too severe, and that maybe these guys will be off there after this next two weeks of rest. But
did you get any news on any on Pierce?
I'm about to try and check now to see if I can find anything, but I didn't hear other than the concussion or a head injury all I heard. So I'm assuming he's going to be in the protocol, but let's just hope that, because I mean, let's be honest, that guy's injury, his avoidance of injury have been a huge part of the defense's success, certainly in the front line.
Yep.
I mean, the fact that he's been healthy, he is an absolute difference maker. And I know we have depth at that position, but losing him, even if your drop is just to Broderick Washington and Travis Jones, that's still a huge, huge loss. I mean, it's insane.
Huge. Absolutely.
Shout out to Doom Boy. Appreciate the continued generosity. Don C, did you see all the arse whipping? Hey, those Miami trolls back for our post game. Receipts to check. Absolutely. They are gone. As you can imagine, they are under a rock somewhere, Don C, like all the other hating fans with a Joan in our chat go.
Stinky, love it.
Stinky they're all fans.
They're doing Lord knows what, but certainly they aren't coming to hang out with us. They don't like us very much. I thought it was really funny. There was a Dolphins fan that was talking trash to some Ravens fan. Well, let me just be honest. The Ravens fans were just celebrating, and the lady walked by as a Dolphins fan. And the Ravens fans said something like, bye, nothing rude, you know, whatever. Just bye, see you later, good game. And she was clearly inebriated because her only comeback over and over again was we better. How on earth, give me one instance of football measurements that you are better than us. How?
None of them, Jimbo. And the most beautiful thing about this box score is when I look down at the kicking stats. You know why? Because Justin Tucker was 8 for 8 on extra points. I mean 8 extra points. You don't see that too often in an NFL game.
No, that's like Georgia FSU last night stuff, right?
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Harry in the chat and in the picture frame.
Hey, shout out to Harry for me. Hey, this is first time in history in the chat and in the back of the video at the same time. At the
same dang time. That's right.
Shout out to Harry Ng, the one, the only. What up?
What up? I don't know how to pronounce this name, Jimbo. I normally turn to you. I don't even know if you can help me with this one.
Oh, this is
What is this?
Let me see. Is this Portuguese?
So, I don't know, dude. But help me out.
No. The last name is not. Okay. I'm gonna give it a shot.
Okay.
Selechin Kalichi.
All right.
Selechinin.
Yeah. That's probably the best not good at all.
I feel like I did good on the last name. The first name, not good.
Yeah. No.
Look how close you guys are to my face. How do you like that?
I'm just glad you don't have a boogie hanging out of your nose. That's what I'm glad about.
Dude, first time I met Torrey Smith, he asked me if he had a bat in the cave, dude. Literally. First time I met him, I was talking to him for 30 seconds. And he goes, hey, dude, do I have a boogie up there? I'm like, dude, I'm short, but come on, man.
All right. Well, he says the NFL has come up with the perfect way to beat these Ravens. Let them sit on their asses for the next 2 weeks and then come out flat in the playoffs. No, I refuse to let that be the case. This team is focused. This is a different level. This is a team led by the perfect mix of veterans, a perfect mix of experience and youth. I mean, you got to love what they have going. I'm not going to let that fear even creep into my mind, Jimbo.
Yep. I'm with you. Lamar Jackson's face says it all. He's laser focused, concentrated, ready to go. The outside noise, the outside circumstances, stuff he can't control, just doesn't matter. He's in Mamba mentality, baby. That's what it's about.
Full focus. Shout out once again to Sean. Appreciate your continued support. He says, I think my favorite part of this game is there was like a 10-minute stretch where this game was nothing but highlights. So bleeping pumped. Yeah, I mean, it was big play drive. I mean, it was like one play drive. And then they just said, oh, we'll just do a 10-play touchdown drive.
Yeah, no biggie.
Any way you want it, we'll score quick, we'll score long. Anything you need, we got it in this offense, and we got it with this football team. They got it all, Jimbo. It seems like a complete team.
Yeah, love it. No complaints here. Obviously, like you said, want to get some injuries, some good news back, and hopefully get some guys back, you know, with the extended rest. But, I'm just living the dream here. I'm not even worried about some other proverbial shoe that could drop because it doesn't exist this year, dude. It just doesn't exist. I cannot wait. How many more super chats we got back? I know we're backed up.
Yeah, let's see.
How we doing over here?
Yeah, let's. I'm not exactly sure the number, but let's keep them going. Garrett says, "How about them Ravens? Make sure when you open your mouth about Lamar, you put two-time MVP in front of it because it's locked up, baby. I love that. I love it." Yes, it's a guarantee. And look, I wouldn't mind seeing Super Bowl MVP at the end of that. That would be the sweetest of it all.
I'm sure Lamar won't mind either. That's for sure. And he's not even worried about that two-time. Dude, people were chanting MVP all over the place. Lamar's like, dude. Not that he's not appreciative, but he's like, you can tell it's just not his focus.
Yeah, no.
Like, if it comes, but he ain't even worried about it. Dude, it's just a different Lamar Jackson this year. It's just different.
Yeah, he certainly is, but I think if you could do both, it's a rare group that won regular season MVP and Super Bowl MVP. I don't know what that list is, but it's a short one, or it might not be a list. I don't even know. Like, has there been league MVP, Super Bowl MVP the same season? I guess I'd have to look up the numbers there, but Aquatica87, appreciate the super chat. If you meant to leave a comment, maybe we can try and see one if you throw one up now, but certainly appreciate the generosity. Oh, there he is. Appreciate it. Labacky Baxson. What is this? I don't know what this means, but I think it's a compliment. I hope it's not an insult. I think back running back. I hope that's not what you're saying, but he looked pretty daggone special out there today. Did he break the record? Cause I thought he was tied with Big Ben for like most games with a perfect quarterback rating and a certain amount of touchdowns. They both had two, and he did so in a much shorter amount of opportunities than Big Ben, who did it over a very long period of time. But I'm pretty sure he was tied with Big Ben with two perfect quarterback rating games and at least like four or five touchdowns, and he's already broken that. So he's got another stat where he's one of one, which is getting to be a long list. Don C says, shout out to Mollette and Rock Yassin. Roquan Smith is him. Queen is a warrior playing through a sternum injury. What a game. Yeah, I mean, you can't continue to just like overlook what Pat Queen is doing. It's pretty clear he's fighting through an injury. That is one tough SOB who loves playing some Raven football.
Yeah, couldn't disagree with you more. Sorry, I had some technical difficulties there. Can you see me okay?
We got you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my phone died, so
it's okay.
I need to get plugged into an energy source, but we are plugged in and good to go. Yes, dude, Pat Queen, man. Any concerns? Look, Pat, I just want to say this. Unlike other media members, I'm just going to swallow my sword, dude. I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry, Pat.
Look, you're going to unblock us now?
Please.
Come on, man. Well, I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to beg.
Please, I'll do it.
But I will say, I think it's fair to anyone who doesn't think that Pat has taken multiple steps forward as a football player this year in every phase of his game is simply not watching.
Yeah.
The physicality, the coverage abilities. You saw the coverage breakup. I don't know if you talked about it, I was off, but the coverage breakup there with the running back that had the catch, and then he stayed with it, popped it out. That was huge. But Pat doesn't do that last year. Pat doesn't do that 2 years ago.
Right.
Shout out to Pat Queen, dude, for stepping up. He's certainly going to lead a defense next year.
Now, look, good news is DK put in the private chat that he did not block us on Instagram. So we still have an avenue to connect and compliment and maybe apologize to Pat Queen as random people walk by Jimmy and look at him suspiciously. Tight airbrushing says, I say we play them all until the Super Bowl. Okay. All in. Now, the only problem is if there's an injury to anyone of significance, then John Harbaugh would be completely dragged through the media. Completely dragged. I don't know if he can do that. But, I guess players play, and if they're healthy, go. But at some point, strategy has to come into effect here.
Yeah, a random question, though. Take a quick poll for you, Joshua Hunter. Is it always kind of weird when a dude wears Uggs?
Oh, like the boots?
Is it always a little... Like,
look, I can't pretend like I know anything about fashion. My wife virtually dresses me daily. So
it's just not something I would do, dude.
I don't think I would do it, but I can't criticize fashion. Yeah, I'm not cool enough. That's I know for sure. I think you might have to have a level of cool that I'm well beat below.
Like the delusional confidence and swagger that it just doesn't matter.
I'm so envious of it. I love it. I wish I had it. I love to see it, but Joshua says, and this is a quote: "People don't want to play our brand of football. People want to run around playing basketball on grass. We're just gonna hit you in the mouth." End quote. That's a quote from PQ just a couple weeks ago. I think actually it might have been last week. After last week's game or the game before? Josh goes on to say the team is locked in, and the offense showed if they need to tighten up. They got matches or light it up. They got matches. Yeah, they can light a defense up real quick. They showed it today. People running. How good was it to see guys just running butt naked on the field? No one on them. I mean, we're not used to seeing guys schemed wide open here in Baltimore in the passing game. We've seen some pretty elegant run games, but to see them do what they're doing in the passing game is pretty unique here in Baltimore. Jimbo, can you hear me? Are you with me? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear everything. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just can't see you.
Sorry. My wife is texting me.
Oh, got you. Okay. All right.
Yeah, got duties. You know how it goes.
I got you. No doubt. Well, appreciate the generous super chat, Josh. You always supporting the show, and we absolutely appreciate it. There's Harry throwing a super chat in, Jimbo. Harry says each money. What is that? What is that?
A dollar for every Lamar touchdown throw. Boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Dude, with the five-piece nugget today.
And by the way, Jackson. Huntley had a tutty, too. So six touchdown passes were witnessed today. And there's no doubt that could have been Lamar if he wasn't so far out in front that we had to put him on the sidelines wearing his Oakleys. Let's see. Shane says, let's go. Great game. Injuries are hard to see, but these next 2 weeks will be good to rest some people. Love the show, guys. Appreciate you, Shane. Thanks for the support.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
I don't think any of them were like multi-week injuries, right? Like that's how I at least came out of it.
Yeah, agreed. Couldn't disagree with you, and I'm hoping that is the case. Man, I can't. Dude, it's hard to like – I feel like I need – like Tuesday is going to be wild. I cannot wait for this upcoming week, but – today was so special. The environment, the game, the way that it turned out, like it was just such a a validating game. We've had so many games that validate who we are, but today was just the nail in the coffin to where it's almost like, what more can we say? You know what I'm saying?
It's going to get, you know how like we were getting so tired of the quarterback conversation and how they were going, well, everyone just goes, well, there's Pat Mahomes, and then the conversation would start. And I think we were getting irritated with it. Well, that should be the conversation around the Ravens now. It should go, of course we have the Ravens, and then the conversation should begin. The debates should begin. But
yeah, I like how you're like, oh, of course.
Yeah, there's the Ravens, but then let's get into a debate. You know, because it starts at second place. Robbie DeBell says, Roby DeBell. Consistent reminder because I don't want to butcher your name. Roby DeBell says, screw Fangio. Yeah. I love that it was Fangio we did that too. Like, yeah, getting his feelings hurt over a run game. Okay, we'll just air it out and beat you from the pocket. Screw Fangio getting butt hurt when we went for the record in Denver. And then leaving Chubb in the game when the game was lost. Chubb's should not have been playing when he got injured. What a damn hypocrite. I mean, I don't know about if he should have been out there, but I do feel bad for the guy. Both the brothers go down with bad knee injuries this season. You feel bad for the guy. You can see his teammates did. He must have been a good teammate, but tough to see, man. You don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Nope. It's always a bummer. Kieran Martin says, huge win. Any word on Humphrey's injury? It's kind of a bummer that it's a re-aggravation, I'm assuming, of the same calf. I haven't heard anything yet. You?
Dude, the part I'm aggravated about, he's on field goal unit and he's taking the play seriously in the first quarter. Like, who comes off the edge serious in a field goal unit on the damn first quarter?
Yeah, that's Marlon Humphrey for you. Takes it all. We've seen him in camp.
I know, but it's just like, dude, that you get hurt on that play. Like, if you get hurt chasing Tyreek Hill and batting away a 60-yarder, okay. But the fact that he got hurt on a freaking field goal block unit, like, I don't even need him in the game in that scenario. I know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. BK, what we got next? Let's see. Donsky, I wonder with Lamar's ability to be very quarterbacky if they move the goalpost, saying he's lost his ability to run. Embrace the hate, I guess. You know, it's funny, Don. They couldn't even do that because he just broke the record today for most consecutive seasons with 800 plus yards rushing the football effortlessly. He dropped zero drops of sweat in order to break that record. Effortlessly. He didn't even like bow, clap, salute. He's just like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Just another day, dude. Just another day.
Easy money out there. Yeah. He continues to amaze us. Todd Heap says, I love you guys and the Ravens. Appreciate it, Todd. But Tennessee beating us still haunts me. It won't be Travis Henry, but it might be Joe Flacco. Or it could be Josh Allen. I think that's also a matchup. Or it could be these Dolphins again. I wouldn't mind seeing them.
I ain't got no worries right now, Glenn. I ain't got no worries.
That's right. No, not even January Joe with a Super Bowl level defense has you worried, right?
Nope. Not, dude, we just dismantled. We turned the Dolphins into minnows, bro.
That's right.
Like, come on. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Big Fesh says Lamar seems really locked in and won't be happy until we get that Lombardi today. Was a great statement. Let's go, Flock. Yeah, it's all in his face. His face says it all. Super happy or super locked in, super focused, super present, all of it.
Dude, he was phenomenal today. I mean, John Harbaugh said after he doesn't know if he ever seen a better performance in a game this in any season. Like, he was so good. Just remember, he had three incompletions. One of them was the deep ball to Bateman, which I think we all agree should have been caught. The second was pass interference on Eli Apple on Rashad Bateman, which should have certainly been called. I can't even remember the third incompletion because it was probably irrelevant. I mean, this guy.
It was a drop. It was a drop from Bateman. I mean, not Bateman. Likely. It was a clear drop, though.
I mean, it could have been a perfect. Like, it was already a perfect game. It could have been even more perfecter.
More perfecter.
You know? I mean, it's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, Big Fesh is right. He is locked in right now, Jimbo.
Yeah. Crazy, dude. I mean, what else can you say about the kid other than just give him his flowers, man?
Hey, you might appreciate this next one. Adit says Harbaugh was dancing like Ted Lasso after the game.
What's
that like? Is he a good dancer, Jimbo? You got to tell
me. No, he's terrible. He's a white dude from Wichita, Kansas. What do you think?
Oh, no. We got a clip. Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, man. That looks like fun now.
Yeah.
They look like they're having a blast. I love to see it. Oh, man. Shout out to Adit, who's been here with us really since the start. So appreciate your continued support. Edwin says Mahomes just won a Super Bowl MVP and the season MVP the same year. Okay. Well, there we go. It just happened. Didn't have to, don't have to look too far back. Shout out to Edwin. Appreciate you filling us in there. And he further on goes to say Lamar Jackson is becoming the Michael Jordan of the NFL. You piss him off, you pay. And he elevates every player on his team regardless of position. Jimbo Cota is making a very loud presence on the show right now.
Sorry, the door was locked.
It's all good. It's all good. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know about Michael Jordan. He's got a long, long career.
He's probably a lot nicer. He's probably a lot nicer of a person.
Yeah, certainly nicer to his teammates.
Hold on. Henry, you want to make a guest appearance on the show, dude?
Henry! He's like, no. There he is. What's up, Henry?
Hey, Henry, don't be shy. Adios. Say adios, Dolphins. Say Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's got a lot to accomplish to be compared to a guy like Michael Jordan who had six rings, but maybe this is the first year in a step towards that, Edwin. I'd certainly be here for it. Love to see it. Looks like it's happened a lot, by the way, of people. Well, no, that can't be right. All right. So Asmodeus says you can only let the starters play for a half tops. You have to treat next week's game as week three of a preseason. What's your thoughts on that, Jimbo?
Sit them. Sit them. I don't want a half. I don't want a quarter. Just sit them. Like, let's not turn this into science. Sit them.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah. Only thing that makes me nervous is if you overload guys who aren't used to taking on that type of a load, I worry about injuries to backups. I know that we don't want our starters to get hurt, but we also don't want key reserves to get hurt too. This is a team sport. You're only as good as your weakest link. We know teams in the playoffs will formulate their entire game plan literally against one guy. If that's what it takes to win the game, it's like a different season in the playoffs. It's not like the regular season. So I hear you, but I also don't want to have a bunch of backups and key reserves knocked out of the game because they're thrust into a 45-snap game when they're used to 15. So it's not so easy as just bench every starter.
Yeah, it's as easy as that for me. But I also understand.
All right. Taylor Rue says, quick question for Jimbo. How did the fans receive Ray Rice getting honored today? That's a great question, Taylor.
As they should, he got a roaring applause. I will say this for the rest of my life. Ray Rice is the only one that I know of that was in a domestic violence dispute that actually rehabilitated himself as a human being, and he deserves absolute props for that and his character.
Yeah, that's true.
So shout out to Ray Rice for taking it on the chin, accepting his errors, and going through all of what he went through to right the ship for himself and his family, where others we have seen be repeat offenders and never simply own up to their mistakes. So shout out to Ray Rice for being a man's man, dude. I ultimate respect for him.
No, I mean, I think you're right. I was immediately shocked to see the news, to be honest with you, that he was being honored only because I knew it would open the door to such criticism around the league. But, you know, I believe in has to be a road to redemption for some. Like, you have to have an avenue for redemption. And if there is one, he certainly has to qualify for it. All the work he's done since that horrible video. It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
But he's done everything you can do to redeem himself, get back to a level to where we can do something like that happen today. So, shout out to Ray. And I'm glad to see that the fans, although, you know, I don't forget what happened, you know, were able to forgive to some degree and give this guy his flowers. So, it was kind of cool, but I'm glad to hear it, Jimbo. Lewis says in the last 6 years, three players have won MVP. Is that crazy? Oh, so three players have won both MVP league wide and Super Bowl MVP. Is that what he's saying?
Well, it sounds like.
Yeah, what does he mean?
I think that's what he means. Yeah.
Help me out, because DK shaking.
No, I think that's what he means.
And, you know, usually DK. Okay, here we go. Private chat here. Plus, that's something else. But I'm not exactly sure. Okay, here we go. He goes, Pat Mahomes and Aaron. Okay. Have won just MVP? Oh, I see what you're saying. In 6 years, only three different players have won MVP because there's been a lot of repeat guys. Okay. Understood. Gotcha. Yeah, it's been a lot of the same names, I guess, on repeat here. And it could continue to be like that. Let's just hope it's Lamar Jackson on repeat and not Pat Mahomes. But let's see here. Shout out to Lewis. Appreciate that. A little fun fact. Asmodeus says, wish Bradley Chubb a speedy and complete recovery. Yeah, I mean, all these guys, you never want to see it. It looked like a complete type thing with the way he buckled. But let's hope he gets back and can be back to 100%.
Yep. Sorry for changing my scenery a million times. But good, let's see. Eli Hoff says, if you guys were Harbs, what is the plan for Pitt? Rest game or first half game? And do you think the game will be prime time or after? Definitely not prime time.
I hope it's 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can see why it wouldn't be with our starters expected to rest, but it's a big game for Pitt, dude.
It is. But there's no way. I mean, there's just a long list. There's a long list of guys that need the rest and or we cannot afford to have, you know, get hurt, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, don't expect Mar. Don't expect Ronnie. Don't expect.
But, dude, would you be shocked if we beat them with all those reserves? We've done it before. We did it in 19.
Yeah, no. Especially they have, what, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer back there for quarterback or what? Like. Christmas
is
over.
He's their best guy.
Yeah. It's not Christmas Eve. He's not going to save the day.
But yeah, remember we beat him with RG3 in 2019.
Yeah. Punch drunk RG3.
That's right. That's right. Eli, I don't know what the heck he's going to do, honestly, because whoever's not on the list of guys we're going to sit, it might feel some type of way. May feel excited, may feel slighted. I don't know. Like, why is that guy more important than me? Why am I playing, but you can't afford him to play? I wonder if the ego creeps into these minds. Guys, I'm sure all have big egos, have been are pretty confident guys. I just wonder. I mean, I doubt anyone will come out and say it, but I wonder if that creeps into the mind of any guys who are asked to play.
Yeah, the other thing, this is really off the beaten path, but did anyone else, did you guys see on the TV screen that Monken came down out of the booth with like 3 minutes left?
Yeah, you actually mentioned it earlier. Are you drunk? I mean, what's going on?
DK's- it was just a funny thing. He was just like, I'm done.
No, it's kind of, that's crazy. I've never seen him do that before. I've never seen him on the sideline.
Dude,
they kept showing. I knew you were at the game, so you didn't see it. But on a lot of these touchdowns, especially on the long scores, they showed his reaction. I've never seen him so happy. He's high-fiving everyone in the booth. His smile was wrapped up around to the top of his head. He was having an absolute blast out there.
No, he is, like, he's a G, dude. Like, I wouldn't want to fight Todd Monken, like. Mm-mm. No, he's got some guts to make some of these calls. He's creative. Mm-hmm. He's confident. He's aggressive. He's strategic. He's a great offensive coordinator, and I'm super happy we got him. Are we updated on Super Chats?
Yeah, I just have one other last quick stat here, Jimbo. How crazy is this? We didn't just have one quarterback with a perfect quarterback rating. Tyler Huntley, 1 for 1, 19 yards and a touchdown. Also, 158.3, baby. Jesus. Double quarterbacks with perfect ratings. Beat that.
Let's go, baby. Oh, I love it. And what a great game. What a splendid afternoon. Shout out to the Ravens. Let's do this thing. Let's keep it going. We're going to, like we talked about earlier, we're going to have Cole Jackson talk O-line, talk, you know, everything Ravens.
Before we sign off, Melvin Gordon came in running hard. Fresh legs.
Got a tutty himself, dude. We'll see him next week. We'll see him next week for sure.
Oh, we'll see a lot of him next week.
The other thing is I'm officially petitioning, and I'm going to keep saying it until he does it. Gus Edwards needs to do the wheels on the bus celebration after he scores a touchdown, dude. The wheels on the bus.
Dude, I'd like that, dude.
How awesome would that be, right?
Yeah, that would be
cool. If he had a kid, there would be no way he doesn't do that, right?
Oh, dude. Every day.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Everybody send him Instagram messages and Twitter messages. We need to see this in the end zone. Get in there, Gus, and do the wheels on the bus dance. It would be awesome. But we're going to have Cole Jackson on this week. We got a big week coming up. Obviously, we're not only talking about Pittsburgh in this upcoming game, but injury updates, playoff preparation, the playoff breakdown from the AFC, the entire, seeding will start to break down now. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm really looking forward to it. Glenn, you killed it today. Thank you for helping me out as I was out on the road.
Hopefully, hey, dude, you were a live reporter from the scene of the crime that was the ass whipping the Ravens put on the Dolphins.
Yeah, man. No, hopefully I was of some value too. I appreciate you reading all of the super chats. Thank you so much. But yeah, man, thank you guys for coming out tonight. 672, I think, was the top today. Shout out to all you guys for coming out and joining us. Look, it's New Year's Eve. Hopefully you guys have some great New Year's resolutions lined up. Look, we just want the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl and bring the new year in right. So I think that's it for us, folks.
Yeah, another beautiful year in the books here at 410 Sports Talk. Thank you all for your continued support.
Yes.
Thanks, DK, for all the hard work he puts in behind the scenes. It's unbelievable. So we appreciate everyone involved. Hope you guys have a good night. Be safe out there tonight. Don't drink too much fire water. Don't celebrate too hard. Celebrate just enough. Celebrate this win. Celebrate the new year. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
See you.